strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 8th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I am here today to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. It was day 19 in the house, and I'm by myself this morning. This season, it's hard on the updaters. They need a break sometimes. So I'm here to update you on what happened here on day 19. And if you are not looking forward to the upcoming season of Love Island, then I apologize, because this day was a preview for it, something along those lines, yesterday as well, obviously. If you recall from yesterday that there were some hookups that happened in the house, and in particular, Sis and Jack, you know, had some time together in the HOH room. And in the morning, Sis is going to talk about it. And like, this is straight out of like a bad rom-com where she is explaining her entire experience in detail about like, so what happened was I was up in the bed with, like, this is when like they flash to the person telling all of their friends all of the details about their entire like intimate life, and she's like, so we were in the bed together and I was just like waiting for him to kiss me and make a move, but I was so nervous. He makes me so nervous. And so, I know I hate it when the guys don't make a move. So I just like, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to make the move. And I kissed him. And then he didn't like do anything. And I was like, so scared that I did something wrong. I was like, oh my God. And then we kissed. And then I went down, if you know what I mean. And then back up. And I wish I could tell you more. I do. I wish I could tell you more, but you know, feeds and whatnot. And Christy and Holly are just like, whoa, no way. She's like, whoa, what? Like, I don't know. Like, for me, this is a lot to even tell your friends, let alone people you've known for a couple of weeks. And, also, you know, thousands of live feeders, and honestly this was enough. I could see them potentially using this on the show. Not that they usually go that in detail, but still. And so she's also going to explain that this was a very big experience for her. In fact, it was probably the biggest she's ever experienced in her whole life. It was very exciting and big that she experienced it. So really, really talking up the size of the experience. And so that's been a topic of debate amongst the audience. We're going to have a live, we're going to have a round table tonight where Brent is going to join us. And I think he has a lot of, opinions about the size of the experience that Sis had here. So I imagine we'll get some more talk about that tonight if you want to tune in there. So she's also going to be pretty mortified, or at least feign being mortified, because, you know, things happen later in the gun. But she's like, so wait, the feeds are on? Feeds are on at night? Yeah. In the HOH room? Uh-huh. And people can, like, flash back to things? Yep. Oh boy. Yeah, it's this whole thing is just, I don't know what Sis is doing on this cast. This is like, this is the most she's been involved in probably the updates in general. She's not playing the game. She's later going to be talking to Jack later in the night, like, don't worry, Jack, you'll win this money. You'll make it happen. Okay. All right. Oh, boy. So Jackson and Jack, meanwhile, they're going to, like I said, this is a bad rom-com. Jackson and Jack are on the other side of things, and they're talking. They're like, what was going on? Jackson is like tripping over himself, trying to be the best like wingman, I guess. Nick was, you know, you were up with Sis, and Nick was freaking out down here. I'm just letting you know, bro. Just making sure you're aware. Nick was like going upstairs talking about why is the HOH room locked and all this stuff. He was looking for Sis. He was like, where is she? And Jess was saying that he's talking crap about Sis and like what she was doing up there. Just, you know, not trying to stir anything up. Just letting you know, bro. Just, you know, Nick, he's just mad because he couldn't pull Sis like you did, obviously, because you're amazing. But so now he's going to be talking, you know, smack about you and all this stuff. So just making sure you're aware of that, bro. Jack is like, okay, yeah, that's fine. I'll have a talk with him. Jack is just like, I'll have a talk with him. You know, we'll figure it out. It'll be fine. Gotta talk him down from that ledge. You know, just he needs to understand that I'm just the better man. So, it's basically the vibe that I got from him. He didn't actually say that. Nick is then going to awkwardly walk in. This is so bad. Nick walks in. He's just like doing that thing where he totally got caught caring too much about what Sis was doing, because he did go upstairs to knock on the HOH room door to like see what was happening. And the door was locked. And so he was denied, essentially. And then he came back down. And so he does this thing where he's like, well, no, I have an excuse for why I went up there. It wasn't because I was looking for Sis. It was because I wanted to be the first person to wish Jack a happy birthday. It's the only reason I went up there. That's the excuse that I planned before I went up there. And now I need to make sure that they know about the excuse so they don't think otherwise. So he comes in and kind of just like awkwardly does the thing where he offers the pre-planned excuse before the question is even asked of him. He's just like, funny thing last night is that I went upstairs to, I wanted to be the first person to wish you happy birthday. And then, turns out the door was locked. And so, you know, I didn't get to wish you happy birthday. So I just said happy birthday through the door. And, you know, that's all it was. That's all, you know, not that you asked or anything, but just to let you know about that funny experience I had last night. It was poorly done, Nick. It's poorly done. So that's happening there. So that's going to be kind of the talk of the day for a little while, at least, is that Nick is feeling a certain way about what happened with Sis and Jack. And no, you are not forgetting the part yesterday where I told you that Nick and Bella also hooked up last night. That did happen. It's just that is not enough, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what's going on here. Rob points out that technically he thinks Sis was the first to give Jack a happy birthday greeting. Nick wanted it to be him, but Sis beat him to the punch. I think that's the only reason he was upset, really, is that Sis beat him to wishing happy birthday to Jack, and you know, he just really wanted to be the first. So Yeah, so Jack, so Nick did hook up with Bella, but also seems to care about what happened with Sis and Jack. And so that's really a talk of the town. Sis is pretty annoyed about it. Nick is going to be denying it for most of the day. Oh, I don't care. I'm not bothered by it. No, look, I hooked up with somebody too. I definitely did that. You know, I was having a good time, bro. Like it's almost like he knew what was happening and then hooked up with Bella as a way to be like, no, see, I don't care. I'm not going to put that on him. But it's out there. So. Kemi and Bella are going to talk. Kemi is talking about like not having the votes to stay. Kind of just like, you know, I don't know how this is going to work. Sam's not using the veto on me. Things are not looking good. Bella is asking like, oh, well, okay, here's what we need to do. Are you willing to say to Jack that you won't put him up? And like actually stay true to that. And Kemi says, I kind of already did that. I already told him that I wouldn't put him up and I really won't. And Bella's like, okay, good. Well, what about Jackson? What about Jackson? And Kemi says, can't promise that. Bella's like, okay. But I mean, we don't need to tell Jackson that, right? Like we can just pretend that you're willing to not put him on the block, right? And Kemi's like, yeah, but what if he asks? Like, well, can you lie? My word is my bond in here. Can't break that. Can't, if he asks me, I can't lie to him. It's like, okay. Well, I don't know how to help you. But they're trying. They're having these conversations, trying to figure out a way for Kemi to stay this week. Let me know if you have questions in the chat, because you are today's co-host. If you want to join us in the chat, I'm live on YouTube. That's how it works. So make sure you always join in the chat and you know, watch along if you want to be a part of the show. Deanna says Bella was going to rat on her anyway. Yeah, probably so. I mean, I think that's why she was like, would you really be willing to stick to it? Because if she wasn't, Bella would have ratted her out. All right. Let's see here. Jack is going to have his conversation with Nick. First of all, they talk about Kemi and how Kemi is leaving. Jack says, well, look, Nick, we all talked last night and we all decided Kemi is leaving. This is to Nick, the person that's supposed to be in the alliance, supposed to be having the group conversations with them. But of course, when Jack says we, he really means six shooters and not grateful. But that's fine. Nick says that's fine. It's cool. We'll take Kemi out. I'm totally cool with that. No worries. It's you know, Kemi's coming after you. I totally understand. It's all fine. No. Don't have to make a big deal of it. You know, I'm not making a big deal of anything. I'm totally unbothered in general. So just don't worry about it. Jack then, of course, brings up the Sis situation that, you know, he's heard some things that Nick was running around, maybe saying some things. Nick says, no. That's not even the case. I am not bothered. I'm totally unbothered by all the things, you know, this, I don't care. Look, I told you I was hooking up with my own thing last night. I had my own thing going on. You know, isn't it kind of funny that, you know, we both had a bit of a release the same time, right? Like it's been 18 days. And we finally got some relief. I mean, it took about 45 seconds for me, but this dude's just like spilling his guts. Like he is floundering here under the pressure. I don't know why he said that. I don't know why he said how much time he lasted. So that's going on. They're just talking about that stuff. And I told you, I'm sorry, guys. This is, I don't know what my life has become. All right. Nicole is going to talk with Christy. And Nicole is trying to again, what they talked about before, Ovi, Nicole, and Cliff, was trying to use this Bella stuff to create cracks in the Alliance as much as possible, this big group of people. And so Nicole is reinforcing what Jess is saying, saying to Christy that, you know, hey, I don't understand what is happening with Bella, because it doesn't make sense. Why did Bella start the Black Widows and then rat them out? It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. She's really just trying to sell this point that Bella was the creator of the Alliance and is therefore going behind people's backs and creating side alliances and such. So, Nicole doing some good work there. Holly is going to talk to Sis about how now that Jackson is injured, he's not as big of a target. And that sucks for Holly, because Holly is using the tried and tested and, you know, always great strategy of pairing up with a big dude who's always going to be targeted before her. Only now he's injured and will not be targeted before her because he's less of a threat. And so she's worried about that. She's like, well, now I'm the target. That's not part of the deal. I don't want that. I do like that she's aware of this, though. I'm hoping that maybe she'll start to get her head facing the right priorities. And so, I don't know how much, though. So, you know, she's still going to be flirting with Jackson all day. He's going to tell her, you know, you still look beautiful even without your makeup. And that is not true of everyone in this house. As we all know, that is the highest form of compliment, is to tell a woman that she looks beautiful without her makeup. You know, it's just so romantic. And of course, putting other women down in the process, that's another important part of it. And later on, Holly is also going to have a conversation with Kat about Jackson, but we'll get to that. We'll get to that. You thought I meant Jackson wore makeup? He's a dream. Yeah, he's a dream. That Jackson, he's dreamy. He's dreamy. Jackson did talk to Holly about following her on Instagram. just weird. Jack and Sis are going to talk about Nick. They don't believe him when he denies the fact that he was not bothered by them hooking up, because of course he was jealous. I'm the better man and he's a lesser man, so of course he's going to be jealous. And Sis is like, well, I'm super hot and he wants me, so of course he's going to be jealous. Why would he not be jealous? I don't believe him. I don't believe him. But we still got to work with him. For now. Still going to make that happen. We talked about this last night on the recap, but we did also discover that Sam got news about his wife's grandfather, who he was very close to, that he had passed. And so that was a very somber moment in the day. Sam was feeling a bit down for a while, obviously. And, you know, a lot of different people tried to talk to him and comfort him and all of that stuff. They, you know, they had a late dinner and had a big, you know, Jack made a big speech about, you know, all this stuff. Very sad stuff. And, you know, I'm sure that's something that Sam will be continuing to deal with over the, you know, following period of time. Unfortunate. We did then get, though, Sam talking to Christy about the veto and how he's not going to use it and all of that stuff. Sam lets her know about a version of Stage 5 that she was not aware of. They both talk. They're like, wait, what? Wait, Stage 5? I was in an alliance with Jack called Stage 5. But it's different than the one you're talking about. Did he reuse the name? What is he doing? What's happening here? So they talk about that. They talk about Jack. She expresses concerns about the showmance for the Jackson Holly, Jack, Sis, you know, grouping, and that, you know, she knows she can't beat them. Christy's going to do a lot of playing both sides of Grateful today. Really playing it up with Sam that she doesn't trust Jack, really playing it up with Jack that she doesn't trust, the, you know, the other side. Granted, she does kind of defend them, a little bit, but, really she's playing both sides of this, this alliance. And, she and Tommy are positioned very well inside of it at the moment. She could get caught doing this. She is being a little bit blatant at times. And I honestly expect her to get caught doing it at some point, which is why I do think that Tommy is in, he's basically in the same spot, but without any of the, without being exposed as much as she is, lots of exposure there. So Rob says they should use Jackson 5 as an alliance name. That, unfortunately, that would not work because Jackson wouldn't be in an alliance without Jack, and Jack would not be in an alliance called somebody else's name, even if it was close to his name. It would have to be the Jack 5, which, not sure that works as well. So Christy's doing that. Then Jack is going to talk to Christy. And this is what prompted a tweet of mine last night. I thought of a joke and there was no other way to word it. So I just had to run with it. But you know, Jack, he hooked up with Sis the night before. She was very excited. It was finally the moment she had been waiting for. They got closer together. And so then 24 hours later, Jack is finally going to open up, talk about his feelings, express them pretty passionately. And, you know, he's even going to open up and reveal some of his secrets. He's going to tell about his power. He won the wacky lackey power, and he's going to tell all about that. He's going to do all of these things with Christy. With Christy, not Sis. No, he's not expressing his feelings. I'm sorry if you got confused there. No, he was not talking to Sis about his feelings. He was not expressing how crazy he was about Sis. He was talking to Christy. I can see why you would get confused, but no, he says, I'm crazy about you, Christy. If you want me to call things off with Sis, I'll do it. Heartbeat. Just like that. He says that Christy is his real ride or die, that he would lie on a burning fire for her because he loves those gruesome death metaphors. You know, when Christy said men like a challenge, I didn't believe her. But I guess Jack must like a challenge. It must be. I don't know what's going on here. I really don't. But whatever it is, he's crazy about her. And he tells her about his power and what it does. And she is the only person he has told. And he says that he's, you know, he's going to the end with her and that's what he wants to do. And all of that, he says he did not want to get physical with Sis last night. He did not want to take it there, but, you know, she made the move. And so it happened. But again, you know, if he needs to stop that, he's totally fine. You know, Sis, she's beautiful, but she's not Christy. You know, not a lot of depth there. A little bit dull. It's his connection with Christy. That's the real thing. That's the real deal. Christy is his rock. And then he goes to the cameras. He's like, actually, sorry, Christy is not my rock. I have one rock. You know who you are, camera. And I'm not saying that you are my rock. Please don't air that. That person is my rock. And Christy's like, I'm your rock in the game. And he's like, yes, you are my rock in the game. And he talks about wanting Christy to wear clothes that he likes. And she's talking about it's just, all right, that's enough of that. I don't understand the relationship. It's weird. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors and we'll be right back. And we're back. So let's get back to the show. So Christy knows about the power and is trying to maintain, like, she's basically like, okay, now that Jack has been doing this stuff with Sis, I need to make sure that I still retain my hold on him and he does not betray me for Sis. And it appears that she does, in fact, have that hold still. So, all right, Holly and Kat are going to talk about Jackson. That Holly says, you know, I would never do anything physical with Jackson. You know, I'm not going to do that. But, you know, just hypothetically, if something did happen, I mean, you would be cool with that, right? I mean, it's never going to. I'm just like, you know, just thinking out loud things about things and, you know, I don't know what you would. How would you feel about that? And Kat's like, whatever. I don't care. so they do that. Why? What did they do this season? What have we done to deserve this? Kemi's gonna talk to Sam. She's gonna make a pitch to get him to use the veto on her, but it's unfortunately gonna fail. Yeah, I wish I could say more about it, but this week is very straightforward. Sam's not gonna use the veto. Jack and Christy are starting to like David more. They mentioned that I'm starting to like him. Starting to like him. Yes. I said it last night that David and Jack have been working out a lot together. And there's something about, pumping iron, as Jackson would say, pumping iron together. I wonder if Jack's going to get jealous. That would be great. Oh man, if David and Jack start to get like all buddy buddy and pumping iron together, and then Jackson gets all jealous and he's like, "Whoa, bro, what about me? I'm the wingman. I warned you about Nick, man. Come on. I really want to see that. But yeah, they're working out together. They're like, yeah, they're like slapping hands. Boom, yeah. They're getting along. It's good. Cliff also talked about in the morning, you know, potentially thinking about David is, he's always up in the morning at the same time as me. Maybe I should start trying to work with him in case he comes back. So David, he's making progress. He's also going to talk with Ovi, David and Ovi here, where he, you know, They talk about the fact that they're both out of the game and that they should be working together, and they're sharing information and they're making game plans for what to do if they get back into the game. They really want to have a camp comebacker win. This is, you know, about what you would expect from two people who have basically no incentive. Like, they are never going to compete against each other in the game. They're competing against each other to get back into the game. But in terms of, like, you know, like they have no reason to not share information and not work together. So that's basically what's starting to happen. They're really working together here, sharing a lot of information about what they know about the cast and what's happening. So hopefully we can look forward to more of that in the future. We're also going to get some conversations with Grateful. They agree that Kemi is leaving. They have more votes. Yep, Kemi's leaving. Six Shooters are going to talk later. They're going to talk about Nick and Bella. They would love to take a shot at Nick and Bella as soon as Camp Comeback ends. I'm sure this is exactly what the producers wanted to hear when they came up with the concept for Camp Comeback is, oh, as soon as this twist ends, we'll start doing things. Great job, guys. Fantastic twist. Christy and Nick are going to talk as well about taking a shot at Jack when the time comes. That around 9, Nick admits to Christy that he does not want to take Sam out, that he would sooner take a shot at Jack and Sis and those people. So this is, again, Christy really in the middle here, trying to play this back and forth between the Jack contingent and the Nick contingent that unfortunately is not going to do anything until the twist ends. So we've got to wait. We got to be patient. Be patient. Rob says David and Ovi should work together on a plan for exactly what they need to do in order for the person who gets back in to go and win the game. Yeah. I mean, that's how they did it on Survivor, no? All right, let me know if you have questions, because there wasn't a ton of stuff to talk about beyond big experiences, love triangles, makeup, and 45 seconds. Let's see here. What if Camp Comeback goes until the end? They stick 13 house guests in the room. No, they said it was going to stop at 4. Oh, man. If they did it again, we'd be in real trouble. Will we ever get Big Brother back? Yeah, as soon as Camp Comeback ends, hopefully. I really do feel like this is the worst week of the season. That's my guess. Let's see. Does anyone suspect Christy and Tommy know each other? No, they do not. What is Tommy doing? He's just chilling. He's fine. He doesn't need to be doing much right now. Again, like, until Camp Comeback ends, he can just literally just sit back, work on his social game, make sure he maintains connections. And Christy is even doing a lot of the maintaining work for him. So so she is the one with exposure there. So he's just sitting back in a great spot. Talk about Kat's. So yeah, there have been accusations made against Kat on Twitter that she had a boyfriend going into the season. My opinion on this right now is don't believe them. I have not seen any conclusive proof that Kat had a boyfriend going into the season. I have not seen anybody beyond just a single account with some posts that are, in my opinion, not conclusive. And, if she did have a boyfriend going into the season, then, there will eventually be proof of that. But before then, this is just a random Twitter account that's making claims, and you know, I'm not willing to take that as gospel. Let's see here. Do I think they could do a buddy system twist where you're tied to someone for 24 hours? They've done that before. I've done that a few times. They actually usually like kind of makes things less interesting because they can't really talk game. But it can be funny on the show. Was the second power always going to suck, or did they change it since Jack sucks? I think it was always going to suck. It was always going to suck. Why is Jack getting such a good edit? Because they don't want the show viewers to be as disheartened as the feed viewers. Rob says some Twitter's conspiring against her. Yes, people are conspiring against Kat. Let's see. Do I think that Grateful is like Faute but luckier? Maybe a little bit. Do I think the third power could have to do with eviction, like the blood veto allowed the holder to evict the other nomination? I would expect that the twist is not going to be like the blood veto, because even though Big Brother is definitely copying Survivor, they do not like to copy other country Big Brother twists. They don't like doing that, which is like, thank you, Big Brother Canada, for using up all the worst twists, except for this one, which Big Brother US managed to find. I'm surprised this wasn't a Big Brother Canada twist. Should the outsiders create an alliance to turn on the six or continue to allow them to control the game? I think they're doing exactly what they need to do. In particular, Cliff and Nicole, they are staying solid with the people in charge so that they are the last ones to go in the event that they just keep winning HOH. But in the event that an outsider wins HOH, I guarantee you that Cliff and Nicole are going to be in their ear to make sure that somebody in the big group is targeted. So that's very good. And Cliff in particular, they talked about him in the Grateful meeting. They all love Cliff. He is the last person to go. And in fact, because most of them are talking about targeting Nick, or Nick is talking about targeting Jack, Cliff is going to be surviving even within the in-group fighting. So once Grateful breaks up, Cliff is still going to be there, and he's still going to be an active player in the game. So very, very good stuff. I'm seeing people in the chat say that they've seen 100% proof of the cat thing. I have not personally, you know, once I have, maybe we'll talk about it. Not that this is really any of our business in the first place, but I have personally have not seen anything conclusive. So that's my stance on it right now. Who's my bet to win right now? Tommy with a bullet, as Jack might say. Jack said, I'm the gun. I'm my alliance's gun right now. So weird, Jack. Honestly, I don't think anybody's even close to Tommy's win equity right now. Should the outs, I already answered that. Have we seen Jack without long hair? Apparently he loses some of his powers without his hair. That's what I've heard. Am I as shocked as to how bad Nick is at the game as you are? You seriously thought he would be doing a lot better. Look, I think this happens every season. Somebody goes into the house with promise, and then they get distracted by the showmancing. I think it's happening with Nick. I think it's happening with Bella. I think it's happening with Holly. I don't know if Jack's never had promise, but he's certainly distracted. It's certainly happening with Sis. I don't know if she ever had promise, but she's also very distracted. And honestly, Jack is the only person not distracted by his showmancing because, well, maybe he is. No, he's not distracted by Sis, but he is distracted by Christy. That's his weakness. They're all screwing themselves up. Rob says he has it on good authority that Nick won't last long. Yep. All right. I think that's what we have for you today. Do I think the next power is going to be the one that Bailey had? No, I think it'll be something slightly different as per usual. Does Jack know Christy isn't into dudes? Yeah, I think that's part of the appeal, to be honest. I do. Rob just ended the podcast. Okay. That's what we have for you. Make sure you tune in tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be live with the roundtable. We'll talk about everything going on. It'll be fun. We'll get to rate these people and you know, that's always fun, especially when they don't deserve good ratings. You can be like, bad player. So that'll be fun. We'll talk about the week as a whole. Brent and Melissa will be there to talk through, give their opinions on the week. We'll have a lot of fun. Of course, make sure you check out the survey that I release shortly after this podcast ends. You can find it at Armstrong Taren on Twitter. I will tweet it out. You can rate these players. Look, if you're frustrated because this is a terrible week of Big Brother, because everything has come together, bad twists, showmances, really boring week that's really straightforward, controversy, show edits being bad, like all of the worst parts of Big Brother have come together into one week. I feel like we can only go up from here. So that's the positive. We can only go up. It can only get better. But this is the time. You not only can you rate the players, but you can rate this week in Big Brother. We'll see if it's the worst week. So have fun doing that. Have fun doing that. I'll tweet that out at Armstrong Taren. I will, of course, be live tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. And then we'll be here. Summer of Stein, I believe, is recording today. And so that should be out soon as well. So make sure you check out the Summer of Stein. If this week in Big Brother is a plague on the Big Brother house and everyone's house, then Summer of Stein is the cure. So, all right. There we go. That's what I have for you. Thank you so much for joining me today. I did end up posting a cat picture on Instagram, Taren_Armstrong on Instagram. So check that out. And yeah, thanks for joining me. I'll see you next time.